Hello, Josh here. As I mentioned at the end of the last episode, just wanted to jump in and give a quick update about the state of the podcast and future plans for it now that finished off the death sequence. As you might be aware, it took rather a long time and a lot longer than I would have liked it to get through that. And I really hope that, the future sequences and things won't take as long to get through. But I'm also accepting that they might. I think, you know, a lot of life events and life changes contributed to a lot of the delays with the death series, and I really hope and that I don't go through similar upheavals in the near future, at least. And I don't think I will, but again, I might, or something else might come along and delay the podcast, which is essentially to say that I'm dropping all pretense of any kind of schedule for this, right? When I first started this, the intention was to have an episode monthly, and we were banking things by recording them in advance when we started. Then things happened, we got behind, came back, changed it to monthly-ish with the idea of getting one out every month and a half to 2 months. And again, with life and everything, just wasn't able to live up to that. Although sometimes things fell into place, like with the Hogfather episodes, they came out pretty regularly. They were easy to put together. Some of the other books, such as Soul Music and Thief of Time, caused a few more problems, both deriving from my external circumstances, but also the way I was engaging with those books as well. So, you know, I'll change the official description or whatever, but I guess from here on the podcast will come out when they come out. As much as I would like them to be a regular thing and believe that that is pretty crucial to it being any kind of successful podcast with a regular listenership or whatever, I can't manage that with everything else that's going on in my life at the moment. Again, when I started this, I wasn't working full-time and thought I would be in an academic position. I'm not. I'm writing full-time. I'm quite happy in my job. I'm working full-time. I'm quite happy in my job where I'm at the moment, but it does leave me less time and less energy to put these podcasts together, especially when they've become as dense and daunting, but I guess elongated as they have. Again, that wasn't really the intention when I started things. I was hoping to show a little bit of self-restraint, but alas, it was not to be. And I think with Alice leaving the show, things that has also left me less restrained, so to speak. I don't have to worry about condensing things down to speak with them or anyone else. It does leave me free rein to sort of go off on any tangents, pull any threads I want to, which may not make for the most complete or concise listening experience. But again, I do want to iterate something we said on the first episode that I've been conscious of lately, especially when putting together the Thief of Time episodes, which is that these are not finished thoughts, right? I am working through these ideas and responding to this research in real time, right? There's often no major conclusions to be drawn from some of these tangents I go down. I just think they're interesting, and maybe they'll be interesting for people to listen to. If not, that's fine. At some point in the future, I still envision perhaps maybe pulling all this research together and putting out a book or a series of books or publications or something based on the stuff I've put in place here, but you're essentially looking at my research notes and early drafts. So while I'd love to wrap everything up in a nice little bow, sometimes I do just peter out when I've reached the end of a thought process for the time being, which I think has become more apparent as I'm recording these by myself. There's no, you know, back and forth that kind of can lead to a natural conclusion. Sometimes I just run out of things to say about a topic without really arriving anywhere. Again, not ideal, but the point of this podcast is, yeah, it's a place for me to put my thoughts about these kinds of things, and they're not always going to come out as finished thoughts at this stage. This is a whole lot of semi-apologizing and self-reflection that I hadn't intended on getting into here. Basically, just the update about the schedule. Also, I'm here, I'm talking about how things have changed now that I'm doing this by myself. Obviously, I experimented with having guests on for the Death series, and I was very happy with how the episodes and sections that I did record with Nadav and Eden turned out, especially the Hogfather episode with Nadav, I think is one of the better episodes I've done, and was one of the easiest to put together, so if only all episodes could be like that. But, you know, another thing that has contributed to the delay with some of the death books and things is trying to organize guests and pushing recording dates back and then having those move and then having them not able to come on eventually anyway, which is all fine, like, understandable. But it's maybe, without having a regular host or co-host to do this with, I don't think it's really worth it to try and chase up people to be on these episodes. Just makes it sort of more work, more overhead for me, and pushes things back even further. You know, if something comes up or there's someone suitable that I can get on to have a discussion about a book, I will, but I think it's just going to be me from now on, mostly. Again, not really how I envisioned this going, but this is where we are, and that's the way it's going to work the best at this stage. You know, I've considered reaching out and advertising within academic and Pratchett circles, looking for another regular co-host. But then I think, again, at this stage, this is just easier and more rewarding for me if it's just something I can dip into when I can, and bringing someone else in would put more pressure on me to do it more regularly. And as much as that might be a good motivation, and I do enjoy preparing and editing the episodes I do with other people rather than listening to myself drone on, I don't think I have the capacity at the moment to prepare and organize that at the moment. So it's going to just be me going forward. I mean, I think if you've been listening along, you've gotten used to that or expect it from now. The other major change that won't really affect anyone is I'm going to be closing down the Patreon, or pausing it, or however it works. I might bring it back later on, but again, the point of this was never for it to be, you know, some kind of successful money generating venture. The Patreon was started more as just like a little bonus, both in terms of bonus income and support for the show to pay off some of the expenses associated with that, and also bonuses for the listeners, the patrons who signed up to listen to the bonus episodes and things. Again, I haven't been able to deliver those as regularly as I would have liked to. At the same time, I don't know if anyone was really listening to them, the ones that I did make. And when I've put my feelers out or, you know, spoken to people about the show, it hasn't really been brought up, or, you know, no one's really mentioned it or responded to them for anything. So, and I don't think it's fair to have people signing up and putting their money down if I can't deliver that sort of thing. I could drop it back to something where it's just like, well, there are no bonus episodes. You're just, you know, paying a small fee for the sake of supporting the podcast. But again, my circumstances have changed. I am now working full time, so that sort of extra bonus income isn't as significant to me. And the Patreon weirdly just becomes this extra sort of stressor in terms of overhead organization. As much as it might seem to be sort of a motivator, the idea that I have to stick to some kind of schedule, or that I've made this commitment to get these episodes out and put them up early and create bonus content for, you know, the handful of people who have been kind enough to support me on the Patreon, is actually, I think, a lot of the times put me off working on it. It's just it's this added pressure that's made producing the podcast less rewarding than I think it would be without that there, even though I'm extremely thankful to everyone who ever signed up, whether they're still signed up now or not, and anyone who's ever written in to the show to give positive feedback or to say thank you things. There's been a few of you, and I really appreciate that. Feel free to reach out at unseenacademicalspod@gmail.com anytime you feel like. That address, of course, will still remain. But yeah, this is going to go up on the Patreon. I've paused the billing of that for the last few months, but this will go up there as well as out on the public feed, so that the people who are signed up to the Patreon feed will get this notification, this update, and then I will be pausing it or cancelling it. Again, I'm not really sure how it works. If it is a pause thing, I'll make sure everyone is unsubscribed or whatever, so that if I do start it back up, you don't just get billed. I mean, I assume they have mechanisms for that, but yeah, I'm not trying to charge anyone for anything I'm not doing. So yeah, given that this is going up toward the end of July, yeah, I think I'll be shutting down the Patreon at the end of the month, after which point I'm going to try and port over all the extra bonus content that is up there to the main feed, so that will just be accessible for everyone if they're interested. If I do start up the Patreon again, maybe I'll take that off the main feed and put it back there, but I don't know, and that probably won't happen. But yeah, after the Patreon shut down, if you are still listening to this there, you'll need to move over to the public feed, which is where I will be publishing everything from now on. If I feel like doing any kind of bonus episodes or have the capacity to do so, I'm just going to throw them up when they happen. So all of that will just come out on the main feed. Which brings us to the immediate schedule. I sort of explained where we're going over the next couple of episodes at the end of the Thief of Time ones. But in case you didn't hear that or need a refresher, the next block of books I'm going to be doing is the miscellaneous ones, beginning with Good Omens and segueing into Pyramids and probably Small Gods, which should tie up some of the themes and discussions that have been happening throughout the Death series. And then I'm going to move into Pratchett's pre-Discworld novels, The Carpet People, Strata, and The Dark Side of the Sun. The Dark Side of the Sun goes before Strata, in preparation for the starting up again with the Wizard series. How long that's going to take, I don't know. Now, of course, the second season of the Good Omens TV show is going to premiere next week as I record this. And while I have pretty much completed the research and have all my notes and stuff organized for the Good Omens episodes, I think I'm still a long way off of actually putting that all together, editing it all down. And then, of course, I've got to record it. And then I've got to go through those recordings and edit them and upload them and everything. So I think we're still about at least a month away from getting an episode about that. So I will talk about the TV show then. I don't know, maybe if I watch the second season, I have some thoughts. Maybe I'll put out a bonus episode, but I do have an idea about how I want to approach it in the actual episodes themselves. So again, we'll see how we go. That's sort of the overall message of this update. To tide you over though, or to keep the feed alive or undead, who knows. I will be dropping the long-threatened Vegetarian Vampires episodes, bonus episodes, onto the public feed, theoretically, before the end of the month. They've all been edited and cut down and ready to go, but I do need to do a little bit of cleaning up and adding in introductions and things before they go out on the feed. I was planning to do that this weekend, but instead I ended up spending a day in the emergency room. I'm fine. It wasn't for me. I had to take my neighbor in, but that ended up taking a whole day, so it didn't get done. This is one of those life things that happens and pushes simple tasks like uploading some episodes of a podcast back. But anyway, that is the update. That's what's going on in culmination. Patreon's getting shut down. Bonus episodes will be out on the main feed. So again, that's something that, you know, there's a few things there. There's the episode on Neil Gaiman's Midsummer Night's Dream Sandman comic that'll be hitting the main feed. So again, some new content to tide you over until I get the Good Omens episode sorted. That'll be coming out whenever they're ready, as will all future episodes, which probably won't include guests, but might, depending on how I feel and if they're available and what's going on at that time. Maybe that turns this into a 6-7-8 year project, which is something I've been trying to avoid, but maybe that's just how it has to be. So yeah, that's the state of the podcast. That's what's going on. The Vegetarian Vampire episodes, the bonus episodes, they'll be out on the feed when I get them out there, and then we'll get back into the regular schedule with the Good Omen stuff, hopefully in a month or so, but maybe not. Okay, I think I've made my point. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it, and I'll be back when I'm back. Bye.